this. I think the same thing is true of the public record here in Memphis. If these are part of the trial record, I can't really see any reason why they should not be made available, even though they have been shown to prior attorneys. Statement that this is public record. Certainly, the clerk's office, and as Mr. Spencer Walton questions, the official records of Judge Battle was any official record of the criminal court clerk, I think certainly he's entitled to. But what we're getting into in this particular case, into looking into this evidence, the evidence that they asked for in no way relates to the grounds that are alleged in their petition. The grounds they alleged in their petition in evidence, other than the extradition hearing, which is moot at this time. Mr. Ray is in Russia now. The extradition hearing has nothing to do with it. We have no control over the extradition papers, even if we, if it did have something to do with the grounds of R. In essence, this man pled guilty because he was persuaded by his lawyer to plead guilty. Now, the evidence of the state as to the merits of the case has nothing whatsoever to do with that. In essence, the defendant is defense counsel are, again, to use the time actually phrase, going on a fishing expedition. They want to go back over the whole thing. They have amended their petition for post-conviction relief. They have filed an additional motion to produce. Again, some end must come on these matters. They say due process. They say no words. What due process? The man has been sentenced. He pled guilty. He has been held by Judge Baker and by the Supreme Court of Tennessee that this was done knowingly, understandingly, and they say due process is violated. By their own petition, they saw practically the whole state's case. The whole thing was produced here in open court. How many times are they going to come back and go over it? The grounds they have is simply that he was, by his own privately retained counsel, persuaded. I will take back forward. Actually, it is persuaded to plead guilty. And then they want to go into the evidence. And as an example of that, that it is a fishing expedition, Mr. Ryan goes into the fact that a book by Clay Blair, the strange case of James Earl Ray, says one thing and the official record says another. Well, I think Mr. Ryan simply this: if he is relying on a paperback book, then yes, he's going to find discrepancy. And we can word quibble for the full 99 years of Mr. Ray's sentence if he serves that long. And we can word quibble forever. But what we are dealing here is simply at the